Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
God bless you all, giving honor, glory, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good evening to everyone. Breaking Chains, the podcast. It's the Men in Valor, Men of Valor, and the P31, ladies. Pastor Gant, can you open up with prayer for us, please?
Glory to God, glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for yet another day. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that as this word go forth, that it go forth in spirit and in truth and in power, that your name may be glorified in all the earth. In the name of Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank
amen.
God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Let's get it in, y'all.
Breaking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing. Cause I refuse to. I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
Lift them up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
I just came out of season of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up.
Yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing. Just keep on pursuing, even though it might get rough.
Yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping. Instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall.
Stand tall.
Yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Break the mercy or grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle last, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no matches, I'm a spoken in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up and phone it with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
Now
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up and phone it with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say, devil steal
devil sing my praise. No, I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
Oh, everybody will be doing it. They'll know we own. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Breaking Chains, the podcast with the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 ladies tonight. Good evening. Get involved with us, 858-357-9137. Want to say good evening to all of our co-hosts. Good evening, Pastor Gann. How you doing, sir?
Glory to God. I'm happy to be here. Greetings to everyone.
We're blessed to have you, sir. Good evening to you. Good evening, Pastor Zena. How are you this evening, ma'am?
I'm good. How's everyone?
Everybody's doing great. We're great. Great.
Amen. Blessed.
Good evening, Evangelist Laquina. How are you, ma'am?
Blessed of the Lord. How everybody doing? Honored to be on tonight.
Amen, amen. And Minister Jackson, good evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, to God be the glory. Bless. How are you, my brother? And everyone
amen,
else.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. So let's go and jump in. You know, we come on late, so, you know, everybody's got to get up in the morning and get back at it. But we got to give our time to the world and do the work of the Lord. I want to get into something tonight. I'm going to go and put it out there why I'm in this mode tonight. This was a long, hard day. Had some family issues I had to deal with today, and it was a hard day. I'm just going to say it just like that. It was a hard day. I took some hits today, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about some hits, you know, and you know, these hits was coming from all directions. And, you know, when you take those kind of hits, you know what I'm saying? You run to daddy and just cry out to him. And you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And you got to spend that time with him to keep your strength. You know what I'm saying? And, and keep your focus. But tonight, I'm in this warfare mode. I stay there.
My Lord,
I'm in this warfare mode. And when I was talking to Evangelist on yesterday, she gave me this scripture, and this scripture hit me so hard. Luke 10:19. You know, she gave it to me on yesterday, and it hit me so hard this evening, because it was like, you know, you get hit and you don't fall, you just fall down to your knees, because that's where you need to be crying. And says, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when they come at you like that, you know your blessing is right there. You know what I'm saying? You know that the Lord is about to do something mighty in your life. And you know what I'm saying? You got to give him all honor, glory, and praise. And you know what I'm saying? You got to put him first in all things, no matter what you're going through. So tonight, I want to be able to give all perspectives and all of God's words on preparing our people for what's about to come, because these hits are about to come even stronger at God's people. And a lot of God's people that don't even know that they're God's people are about to be hit and don't even know how to prepare themselves for the hits that's coming. See, we know who we are and whose we are. And see, we need to educate. And I want to say this openly too. Pastor Gant is on this line with us on this podcast as our elder to help to pull us through too. You know, we the young pastors, and he's the elder pastor. So, we also have to have that in there. That's like you're having a bishop around you and keeping you in line. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, so my first thing I want to throw out there tonight and let me not continue talking and wasting no more of this time, is how do we go about now preparing our people? Because a lot of people still are not getting it. Okay, let's tell it like it is, because that's what we do. They're still not getting it because it took us a while to get it too. So Amen. Now that we have learned and we're not babes like we used to be, that we've God has moved us up a little bit. How do we get them up to some of the levels that we were, and telling them, okay, well, you know, you have access to many versions of the Bible. There are many ways to get out here and learn, but there's something else that we need to tell them or show them, because reading is not one of their first options anymore. They're not reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to start with Pastor Gant. Pastor Gant, what advice could you throw back right now? Because I know what you had to do. You had no choice but to read in your time when it was there. You know what I'm saying? And sit down and shut your mouth and listen to your elders. They ain't listening to their elders today. Okay? So what could you throw back that can help in this era today?
Glory to God. Glory to God. It is a different time. It is definitely a different time. Back in my day, you know, as a young minister in the gospel, you know, I had to sit under my pastor 3 years. 3 years. And in that 3 years, you know, the only thing I was allowed to do was to pray when the door, you know, pray, make the altar prayer, maybe read a scripture. But that was a set, you know, that was only a set time, a set Sunday when the young ministers were allowed to preach. And during that time, that was our learning. I mean, it wasn't even like it is today, where you know, you got everybody up in the pulpit. You got everybody. it's like anybody could come up there. But back in those days, that was a holy place, and you couldn't even come behind the book board or walk up on the platform where the ministers were. You could not. You just could not. And that was unheard of in those days. But I would say God has a method that when we are babes in Christ and we are on fire for Jesus, you know, that's the time that he establishes your ministry. You know, I look at the Word of God in a full, complete way now. You know, when we were babes in Christ, we thought like babes, we acted like babes. But here's a pattern that I learned. As me and Minister Rod, I was telling him about the numerology of God, you know, earlier today. And look at this amazing thing, y'all. You know, when we were babies, you know, when we were little babies, you know, from zero to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, we are raised up as children. You know, we depend on our parents. You know, we depend on mama. We depend on grandmama. We depend on our brothers and sisters. I mean, you know, it's not until we get a certain age that we even begin to dress ourselves. Well, if you can understand, y'all hear me well now, if you can understand the physical, you can understand the spiritual. Okay? And as babes in Christ, okay, we're only expected to do the things that a baby would do. Okay? So in that time, that's what we do when we go out and we do our witnessing. We go out and we want to tell everybody about Jesus. Y'all remember when you first got saved? You couldn't keep it to yourself. I remember going up on my grandmama's porch, and when I had gotten saved newly, I went and told my grandmama all about Jesus, and I was telling her, hey, you know, but the Lord, you know, the Lord is this and the Lord is that, and she was looking at me like, She said, son, that's what I've been trying to tell you. That's why I've been making y'all go to church every Sunday. That's why I've been making y'all attend Bible study. That's why I've been making y'all go to Sunday school, you know. And I'm new in the Lord, so I'm trying to tell her about my experience in Christ. And she's looking at me like, I already been there, son. I already know that. I already been through that. So I think what we have to do now, what we have to do as the body of Christ, we have to learn how to speak to everyone at the level that they are. We have to go out and we have to, now our pulpits have changed because we got use of the internet, we got the use of the radio, we got the use of TV, we got the use of what they call that websites and web pages and all of these tools that are available for us. And I think what we're going to have to do nowadays is reach the people where they are. Remember what I told you all last week about preach, drop the P, reach, drop the R, each. I think we're going to have to preach and reach each at their own level. And I'll turn it back to you all.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I got to remember that. Preach, reach, each. Okay. All right. I'm gonna throw that disclaimer out here. Let's remember our timing, y'all. Share the time. We preachers, y'all. I'm gonna say this real close to the mic. We preachers. Let's share the mic. listen. I'm gonna do this. Who I'm going to? Pastor Zena. Pastor Zena's the tightest, y'all. She's been running. She had to go to church tonight. Evangelist had to go to church tonight. So they've been running and working all day. So these ladies and Minister Jackson just got off. He ran off work and straight in the house to get on the air. So everybody been running today. So I know. So, y'all, I'm going to try to keep y'all on the air for an hour tonight. So I'm going to try. So I'm going to try to stick to my word to get y'all off the air so y'all can get into bed. Because it's like 10 o'clock. In Atlanta, in Ohio right now. We still in the 9 o'clock hour down here. So I apologize, gentlemen. So, especially for Jackson. I'm just telling y'all. So, you know, we're going to try to do our best. Holy Spirit just working with us. Pastor Zena, that one's coming to you next because we're right here. And we have a lot of conversations, and we all talk, and we all have our views on things, but we have a lot of in common about this. So give us your feelings on this, about how you feel about it.
Okay, how I feel about God's people, about them, getting them prepared for this
yes,
time.
Ma'am. Yes,
is that yes, we're in a different era, and the children are not having to face what we faced when we were coming up, and so no, they're not big readers, but I wasn't a big reader when I was coming up. I wasn't a big reader. And when I was doing my damage in life, you know, in the world, I didn't have anything to do with books. I didn't want to read. But when I had a hunger to cry out for God, God said, we don't go looking for him. He come looking for us first. He come to us first and give us a desire to come to him. And so when people, when you feel like you got everything, But then it's always something you feel like you're missing if you don't, if you're not in Christ. You feel like you're just missing that something. And when I found out that I was missing that something, I realized that it was God in my life. And so I had a hunger for him. And when I had a hunger for him, I cried out to him. And, you know, he was saying that he was taking people out of my life that kept me from him. And I was wondering, why my friends don't come around? Why my friends, you know, leaving me, you know, not hanging around me no more? It was something about me changing, because God was sending people in my life to plant seeds. Well, just because I talk to you and you don't change, within a month or a year or a couple of weeks when I think you should, you know, that it don't, things don't happen on our time. It happens on God's time. And so God sent different people to plant different seeds in that same person. Even if he have to bring them from out of state, he plants seeds. And believe me, when those seeds take root, they begin to break up all of that matter. God already said in his word that his word is like a hammer. He will break the pieces of rock. And so he began to break up those things in me. And the more he was breaking up things in me, the more I had a desire to read. And then I didn't understand what I was reading and got angry with God. And so he sent me to this church. Where this pastor, because I told him I need understanding. I don't understand what I'm reading. And so he had me to go to this church. And when I went to this church, this man broke that word down. Every time he preached, he broke the word down using cartoons. He got down to my level. And when he got down to my level, I felt like I found gold. And so we have to meet people right where, like Pastor Dan said, we have to meet people right where they are. We do. We need to preach, reach each, and meet them right where they are.
That's good. Amen. Look at that, Pastor. She picked it up already. Preach, reach each. We got to put that on the T-shirt, Pastor. Pastor, there it is. Preach, reach, each.
Yeah.
We done got it, Pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get Pastor Gant to give us his other one. I can't remember how to say it, about catching on fire. We got to get him to put that out there before the night over with. Y'all will love that one, too. That one there had you dancing around the room.
Okay.
All right. Minister Jackson, give us yours, please. Come from your heart, please, sir, and let us hear from you.
To God be the glory. You know, the thing about it is, we just got to continue to spread the word, and more than anything, we got to continue to lead by example. We got to live according to what we're saying. You know, we can't be like, do as I say, not as I do. And another thing about it is, you got these Bible scholars and these theologians. They're making God's word so complicated to people are not, just like Pastor Zena said earlier, she was reading the word, but she wasn't getting a clear understanding of it. And once someone broke it down, we need to break God's word down, so we need to dissect that thing and stop trying to be so bougie and uppity. You know, the word of God, thank you, Holy
yes,
Ghost, the
right.
word of God says, let not your faith be in the wisdom of man, but in the
Come
power
on.
Of God. We got to look at the power of God and stop trying to pronounce, you know, throw out all these big words at people that's confusing them. Like you said a couple of weeks ago, my brother, you know, people are being pulled left and right. They don't have understanding of God's word.
That's right.
And the thing about it is, it's so sad that something has to be, something has to tragically happen in our lives for us to turn to God as a, now he's all of a sudden became a priority. You know,
When at one time he was just a last resort. That's who we come to when all hell break loose. That's who we run to when we got a trial. That's who we run to when somebody got to go to the operating room. We don't know God until we need God. You know, we got to stop making God's word so complicated. You know, everybody is just like Pastor was saying. There's some different levels. There's some different levels, and we got to just like Pastor Zena said. We got to approach people, even if it's with our animation, however they can get understanding of God's word. And stop trying to, just like you said, Pastor Roy, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress with all these big words and these hither twos and that the fours and, you know, just bring the word, our Father who art in heaven. And just give people a clear understanding, you know, because people are hungry for God's word. They're thirsty for God's word. They just don't have clear understanding of it.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's my take.
Absolutely. That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, we bringing it tonight. Oh, just right off the top. There we go. Come on with it, evangelist. Yes, indeed.
You talked about warfare as well, right? What could we compare, people for this day and time of warfare, right?
Amen.
Well, was that one of the questions that you was asking?
Yeah, that was in
right?
there too. We got to get them ready. People not ready. They don't have a clue.
Yeah, amen. As you was telling your testimony earlier, I was similar. My day was similar to that. And what I was learning in the meeting that I was in today, we are stuck in a carnal mindset to where we're not recognizing the enemy. And the Bible clearly tell us that we're not ignorant to none of Satan's devices. So as we're not ignorant to none of Satan's devices, we have catered to the flesh a whole lot instead of going back in the Word of God and seeing what the Word said about certain situations in our life. You know, dealing with different spirits.
You're breaking up, evangelist.
Excuse me. Dealing with certain spiritual warfare and dealing with the Word of God, we just get away from the basics, really, reality. Even dealing and teaching those who have who don't understand the Word of God, if we become that light for them, can y'all hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. If we become that light for them as operating and walking in the Word of God, our lifestyle supposed to speak for itself as we minister to others. And that's it right there. I was just reading in First Peter chapter 2 about desiring the sincere milk as a babe. You know, that's just the basics of life. We got to just really get back to the Word as the saints of God. We really
not
digesting the Word of God properly and for real. It's not sticking to us the way it need to be stuck to us, to where it will send that alarm on the inside of us, the teachers on how to handle this situation and that situation. I was just in a meeting to where I could have went left field, but from the Holy Ghost that's in me and the Word of God that's in me. You see what I'm saying? I said what the Word of God said. You know, we all know God ain't the ark of any confusion. We know the
Amen.
Word, so we just got to operate in the Word.
Amen.
You know, so that
Amen.
As we operated in the Word, that's dying to the flesh. And ain't your will, and ain't your way, it's down to your ego, it's down to the way you feel. That's how we break up a lot of spiritual warfare.
Amen.
The Word of God and just knowing without a reasonable shadow of a doubt. That's
Amen.
It.
You know, the word, here's something I want to add to all of that. The word depicts who we are. You know, John 1:1 depict who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It depicts who we are as well. You know what I'm saying? We are Christ. You know what I'm saying? Because Christ
Amen.
Is us.
Amen.
You know, Christ is in us because we are Christ. So we are the Word. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Listen to what I said.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Word. We are the Word
Amen.
Today. You know what I'm saying? We are the Word today. You know what I'm saying? We are
Amen.
The Word that they see today. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
When we walk out the house, we represent the Word. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying? You got to hear what I'm saying. We represent
Amen.
The Word.
That's
why
right.
we are called the ambassadors of the Word, of the kingdom.
Amen.
We are the
Amen.
Word. You understand what I'm
well,
saying? So 1 Peter 2:9 says that you are a royal priesthood, a chosen
priesthood.
People.
Yeah.
So that means that every time that they look at you, that you represent
Jesus.
The kingdom of God. You don't represent the
Jesus.
World. You represent the kingdom of God. You represent the
Amen.
World. The Word. W-O-R-D. Not W-O-R-L-D. There's only one difference
on.
In there. The L.
The
you know what I'm saying?
The
you take
L.
the L out,
Come
you
on.
Got Word. You put the L in, you got world. You see how they're
world,
trying to confuse you? By one letter.
Mm.
One letter can
one
confuse
letter.
You and throw you off. That's how close it is. So all I'm saying is that if you are a child of God, you represent the Word every day, everywhere you go.
Every day.
The only time that you are off is when you sleep. Once you accepted Jesus, you clocked in. You don't never clock out. You don't get off. You 24/7. You in for eternal life. You understand what I'm saying? So
Lord,
we
amen.
Have to make sure that we are mindful of that all the time. You are heirs to God, joint heirs to Christ. You royalty. You understand? You should look like it. You should talk like it, walk like it, all of that. You should even
yeah,
dress
like
it. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to evangelists the other day. I told them when I walk out the house, I should look like I'm somebody. I shouldn't look like I'm just thrown away. I don't care if I'm listen, if I'm going to the corner store, if I should put on some shorts and just go in there and coming right back. You shouldn't see me in no shorts. I'm a pastor. I should look like
Amen.
You. I represent God.
Amen.
I represent the kingdom
Amen.
Of God. You understand?
Amen.
I represent
Hallelujah,
the Word.
Jesus.
Oh man, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. I represent
I
the Word. In the beginning
the
was the Word.
God.
The Word was God. You know, the Word was
In
with God.
Beginning.
Guess what?
God.
I am with God. I am representing
Amen.
God. Oh, you ain't hearing me.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's what we are. So, you know, listen. They can give me a round up in here. Listen, here we
go.
Second Corinthians 10:3-5. Listen to what this says. It says,
Amen.
For though we live in the world,
Lord.
We do not wage war as the world does.
Jesus.
The weapons we fight with are the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have
yes.
divine
Lord.
Power to diminish strongholds. So
mm-hmm.
on the contrary, we have divine power to demolish strongholds. Listen, we demolish
yeah.
arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We
Amen.
Take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
To God. Amen. Amen.
To make it obedient to Christ. So that hard day I had today, I had to come and get myself right and make those thoughts, those
yes.
feelings and everything obedient,
obedient
to Christ.
To Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So see, I had to submit. Folks say, I don't submit to, you know, you hear people tell us, I don't submit to nobody. Yes, you do.
Nobody.
The devil is
okay,
a lie.
Then.
I know.
You're
okay.
going to submit. If you don't go submit to nobody else, you're going to submit to God. And if
Christ
I represent
Jesus.
God, if you my wife, you're going to submit to me because I represent
Amen.
God. See, that's why people
that's
don't
it.
Understand the word submission. See, that's a whole nother conversation, see? So you got to understand the word of God for you to understand the word submit. So, see, we done went somewhere totally different. Let me pull myself real on in, Pastor, real on in.
Listen,
okay. Okay, let's go to the next question. Pastor Zeno, I'm gonna throw this. Let me throw this bait over there to you, Pastor Zeno, because I'm about to get riled up here. We in some spiritual warfare tonight. Let me slow down here, boy. Look at here, look at here. Woo! Listen.
Bring that thing.
Woo!
My Lord.
Lord have mercy. Jesus! Woo!
Real.
Listen. In Matthew 18, get ready for this, Pastor Gant, because you next. It says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Yeah. And then it says that, listen now, it says in 19, now truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, we be done for them by the Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them.
Amen.
Did you hear what
Amen.
I said? We got five
right
of
here,
us
right
on
now.
This telephone. It's
right
five
here,
of
right
us
now.
Right now. It say one can slay 1,000 and two will slay 10,000. It's
Come
five
on,
of us.
We taking them.
But we taking them out of here. So
taking
Sister Zena, I'm in warfare mode right now.
That's
so
one
we
That's
binding
it.
Up something on earth right now. We about to bind
Amen.
It up in the heavens, and we loosen up something on earth, and we about to loose it up in
Amen.
The heavens. So
glory.
Talk
Hallelujah.
About that right now,
Jesus.
Pastor Zena. Pop some off on that right there for me, please.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so you say the scripture, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yeah, you can just do 18 because we already know we agree with you on what you're about to say. Two or three gathered in your name. We already in agreement with that. We ain't got to talk about 19 and 20 because we standing so strong with you and all these angels. We just talking about 18.
Amen.
Okay, so when we begin to use God's word on anything, that we are going through, anything that we are facing, God is letting us know. When you if you bind it here on earth, I got it up there in heaven. I'm gonna take care of it. I take care of that part. You just take care of your end. And so it's all in the point of believing God at His word. When I was going
Amen.
Through hardship, when I was going through, me and my husband was going through hardship. What I did, and then I began to document it, make like a journal or something. And because I was, you know how you can tell when you're planted in the right place at the right time. And so what I was going through and on my job and what I was going through, what we were going through, you know, financial-wise in the home, we used the word of God on it. And then when I get to church to preach him, the priest, he'll preach about it, or Sunday school lesson had something to do with what we were going through at the time. And so we began to just God have His way of helping us to believe in Him more and more because He manifests Himself. And so when we began to bind things here on earth, just testing God at His word. And God tests us to see, do we trust Him? And so when we bind things here on earth, and God began to bind them in the heavens above, we know it's working on our behalf because that thing, it manifests itself in your life. You see it happening in your life. And so you begin to believe God more and more at His word. And when you lose things, when He loosed it here on earth, when we lose it here on earth and He loosed it in heaven, we receive our blessings. We know for sure that God is a God of His word. He's not a man that He should lie.
He should lie. Come on now.
He's the Son of Man that He should repent. And so God holds true to His word. And so all we have to do is just stand on the word of God. Because His word does not return to Him void. It goes and it prospers in the things in which He sent it out to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Gant, yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory, I tell
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Rod was alluding back to something that my pastor, you know, advice that he gave me. I was a new pastor. I was pastoring the Life in Christ, and you know, and I got all these elders. I'm a young man, you know. I'm like about 26 years old, and all these people, these men and women of God, they older than me, and you know, we got, you know, you got the deacons in there, you got, you know, men, women of God in there, and you know, here I am, a young man, taking, you know, starting in this church, and I went to my pastor, and I said, Pastor, you know, man, what do I do? You know, what do I do? And this is what he said to me. He said, he leaned back in his chair, closed his eyes, and he said, son, catch on fire for Jesus, and folks will come from miles around just to watch you burn. He said, catch on fire for Jesus, and folks will come from miles around just to watch you burn. All right, I'm going to flip it back to y'all.
That's a real talk right there. Ain't that real, y'all? Catch on fire for Jesus. They'll come from miles around just to watch you burn.
Yeah. My Lord.
That's real.
They come.
Hey, evangelist, come on with it, evangelist.
Amen. I like that myself. The Bible says we shall eat the fruit thereof, what our mouth speak of, speak. So I have learned in my journey as being a blood-bought believer to bind and loose on a daily basis in my life to see results in my life manifestations. The Bible teaches us to do these certain things in our life in order to see manifestations here on earth. Except we ask for something, we can't receive it. Except we seek it. That's as he read that scripture, and we go back in the text, it talks about you have not because you ask not. And you say, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. We have to learn to speak those things that's promised to us through the word of God. And that's what I'm learning in this season and on this journey. I wanted to go back a little bit, I got a little testimony even today when Apostle was talking about on how we supposed to look like God and this and that, and not trying to look like God or the word of God or represent the word of God, but just being in God, you know. A lady saw me getting some gas, and I knew her from my first church that I was joined to, and she's a powerful woman of God, but kind of backslid a little bit, and she was saying on how she felt the presence of the Lord. Oh, but she said, you must stay in your prayer closet. You must stay, you know, up there. And I said, well, I pray a lot, you know. But through the glory of God, you know, I'm like, I don't know just who I am, you know. I want to tell the people, don't ever let people tell you you're doing too much in God. As far as seeking him, as far as being in his presence. Because we're in a time like never before. That young lady, I had pulled off and she stopped and sold some money in my life. But anyway, people are looking, not just to hear our voice, but people want to feel the Spirit of the Lord on us. If this ain't been a time before in our life, now is the time for us to show enough, get submerged in the Holy Ghost, get submerged in prayer, get submerged in this word of God. You hear me? Not for show or not for man, but because people need it. Backsliders trying to come back, but need strength to come back. They need a push from us. That's all. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Minister Jackson.
just like you were saying, what we bound, bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. The thing about the best way to bind up anything is to, number one, come in unity. And number two, attach that unity with prayer. You know, prayer moves mountains. Prayer slays giants. You know, prayer is the greatest gift that we can give to one another. But we have to understand this. The word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. That's binding up some stuff. If we would just do what the word of God says, if my people, okay, we're God's people, we humble themselves, we come before your throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We coming in unity, we coming in prayer, because with unity is power and strength. Okay,
Amen.
Prayer. Once we start praying in unison of one accord, with the same mindset, you know, in the name of Jesus, because that's the only way that prayer is going to reach God. Anything that that gets to God has to come through the Son. So when we start praying in Jesus' name, and we start walking by faith, not by sight, no matter what you say, I'm going to just pray, I'm going to just stand on God's word, because the land is yet sick. Because the very ones that's so claiming God, you know, that's all they're doing. Just like I think it was the evangelist just said, you know, we don't have that power that we claim we do. You know, we some people that are claiming God don't have the power to crack a head. And all you have to do is drop it on the ground, it'll open. It'll bust open on its own. But, you know, they're perpetrating a fraud in front of man. They're acting like I'm doing all of this for the glory. Just like the word of God says, Lord, everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter in. You know,
we
got to humble ourselves and continue to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways. Then will he hear from heaven. And the land, land could have been healed.
Yeah.
But we too busy perpetrating like we got it going on when we don't. Because we perpetrating trying to impress man when we should be trying to be pleasing unto God.
Amen.
When two of them are coming in his name. And when we're praying, when two of them are coming in his name, joined together in the spirit of God, praying for real, with the real power, with the real anointing, with the real authority that God has given us through Christ Jesus, the land could have been healed. But it's so many different, people have so many different alternatives. It's all about I, me. It's all about I, me. I got mine, you get yours. When we should be coming on one accord. If one part of the body is being affected, then the whole body is going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you in need, you shouldn't even have to ask me. I'm supposed to be a man of God and say, "Hi, brother, God showed me to give you this." Don't thank me, thank God. We got to forget about ourselves. We got to look at the big picture. It's all about someone else. It's all about other people. And we've gotten so far away from God. What would Jesus do? We know what Jesus would do. What are you going to do?
Absolutely.
Are you just going to talk the talk without walking? What we know what Jesus is going to do. We already know what he's going to do. He did what he did it. It ain't what Jesus is going to do. It's what Jesus did. And he left us, he was an example of what we should be doing.
Absolutely.
I'm done.
Jesus already did his part.
He did his part.
Absolutely.
Jesus is like, what y'all going to do?
Absolutely.
What y'all going to do?
Absolutely.
Sitting around looking at each other, pointing the finger.
Absolutely.
But to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Hey, we're gonna take us a quick break. Listening to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies. We're together, y'all. I tell you,
glory,
boy, what a powerful show.
Jesus.
We're here together. You want to get involved, 858-357-9137. We got the live stream going on, www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. In order for the people to do the things from God's word, and in order for them to get on one accord with God's people, they have to have faith the size of a mustard to start off. And most importantly, of all things, they have to have a relationship with God. In order to have a relationship with God, they have to know God. In order to know God, you have to learn to trust God. They don't trust God. Hang on, we'll be right back. Speaking of trusting God, here's something for you.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah. Created me to worship daily.
So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust him.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
Yeah, I just want y'all to know that I ain't forget about the men, too. Hey, welcome back to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies Night. We got a combined show going on, 858-357-9137. Trusting in you, Lord, is what we have to do in order for things to progress in life. Because if we don't have any trust in him, we can't have any faith in him. Because that all works hand in hand. It, you know, you got to trust the Lord in order to have faith in the Lord. It all got to work together, y'all. And you know, to trust the Lord, that means you got to put all your worries on him. You got to put everything that you're concerned about on him. You got to bring everything that troubles you to him. Everything. You know, it's just like me coming to you and telling you my utmost concerns and secrets or whatever. I got to trust that you're not going to take them nowhere else. So who better to trust than the Lord?
My Lord.
You know, knowing that he's not going to go anywhere, knowing that he got big enough shoulders to carry anything that you need to bring to him, and we got to be able to do that. My last question for tonight and the last concern for tonight, and that was something right here. It leads to James 4 and 7. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And James 4 and 8 says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So in other words, you know what I'm saying, push your way from the devil and pull yourself closer to God. In other words, let me sum it up like that. Get away from the devil and get yourself closer to God. So how do I say that you need to do that? You need to push yourself away from everything that's not of God. You know what I'm saying? You know what that is. You know what it looks like. You know what's right. You know the difference between right and wrong. No matter who is carrying that burden on you, you need to just get away from it. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. Let me sum it up like this. We pastors. So we have to be in all type of situations. We have to, we are part of the fivefold ministry. We don't get to walk away from things. Okay. We don't get to turn our backs. We don't get to do anything like that. We have to be in all type of situations. We are here to assist people. We have to console people. We have to help people out. You know what I'm saying? We have to intercede on people's behalf. We don't carry their burdens. We intercede on their behalf.
Amen.
We pray for
Amen.
People. You know what I'm saying? We have to be around situations. You understand? That don't mean that we got to go out and put ourselves in harm's way. You understand? But that's why we have to show you and teach you how to put on the full armor of God. You know what I'm saying? We have loved ones around us that we have to keep close to us and pray for them. You know what I'm saying? We have to take care of them, too, in a spiritual manner. You know what I'm saying? We have to do things. But sometimes if there are people that that you call yourselves friends, that they're not really friends. There are people that don't need to be around you. You understand what I'm saying? People that just work with you, that you go to work. Let me tell you something. Here's a bad thing. And I'm going to come to Sister Zena because she and I'm coming to her first because guess what? She had this same story last week, and I want to hear from her because she's going to be able to sum this up, and we're going to get ready to end this show. We go to work sometimes, and we turn our job into like a hangout, like it's somewhere to go make friends.
My God. Come
you know on. What I'm saying? That's your job. That's where you go to work. You don't go to make friends. Because you go there and go to get the run of your mouth and telling all your business and all your business is on your job where you go to work. Did you hear what I said? Your job where you go to work. You know what I'm saying? Those people you ain't finna invite to your house. Your friend is somebody you invite to your house. Your friend is somebody that get to meet your family. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of friends I've been knowing 20, 30 years. I went to school with. I still know them. I can still call them and talk to them. They're my friends. I don't go to no job and make no friends. You know what I'm saying? They always talk about me on my job. Oh, he think he all that. He think he sound like a bunch of cackling chickens because I don't want to be a friend. You just my coworker. You understand what I'm saying? You an associate.
Amen.
You're not my friend. I'm praying for you. You a child of God just like I am, but that's just it. So listen, push away from situations like that. Stop putting yourself in situations like that because while they smiling in your face, they talking behind your back.
Happiness behind your back.
You know what I'm
my
saying?
Lord.
You know what you remind me of? You like a big old tub. You understand? You running the faucet and... Boy, let me, I almost said something. You know what I'm saying? You know, it coming in your mouth and running out your butt. You know, like water. You know what I'm saying? Like a tub or something, you know? Golly, you can't stop
laxative.
Running. You got the plug here.
You got laxative at the mouth.
Anyway, let me get your comment, your last comment on that right there about us not being able to know how to decipher the difference in they say was good is bad and what's bad is good. Why is it hard for us to know how to resist the devil these days? You know, why is that so hard these days? Why is it so hard to identify that old joker? Yeah, I know he know how to fool us and masquerade as an angel, but you know, is it that hard? We that blind?
First we need to pray to God, you know, for the spirit of discernment, you know.
Discernment.
And that, that way we can, you know, spot things like that. A spirit of discernment will help you a whole lot. A lot of times, people don't resist things like that because they, you know, one way on a Sunday, you know, churchy on a Sunday, you can wear high heels, a nice hat, and everything, and look good for God on a Sunday. But the rest of the week, I could be crazy, like on my job or wherever, you know. And so, God, the people might be looking at what I got on and say, "Oh, she looks so Christian, and she looks so, you know, or whatever, you know." But God's looking at the heart. He looks at the heart.
Hey, come
so
on.
We have to be strong enough to resist the devil. When I go to break on my job, I hear a lot of crazy different conversations. And you know, I sit there and today I think I made my mind up to just go on back to the lunchroom and just eat in the cafeteria. But you know, when you're around people like that, you know, we have to be as bold as they are, and let them know. You know, if you bold enough to curse in front of me, I should be bold enough to tell you I want respect. So that's how God wants us to stand up and be bold. You know,
amen.
His word defends itself. We don't have to defend the word of God, but his word defends itself. And so we should be able to resist the devil through discernment of the spirit and through prayer and knowing that we are not to act like those of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And so we should not act the way the people in the world do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Minister Jackson?
You know, I'm going to make it short and sweet. People trying to fit in and be accepted by the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Their mindset is on the wrong thing. They're trying to fit in and be accepted by the wrong people. And that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, bro?
That's it.
All right. Evangelist?
Well, they kind of like summed it up. Don't nobody want to be different. Don't nobody want to be at, as God said, wherever our feet, but the Bible said, wherever our feet tread upon is blessed. So that means we shift atmospheres just by we being in the presence of different places, especially when it's not of God. So don't nobody want to be that shift, that shifter. You know, and you don't have to say nothing when you come in the room.
Come on.
Your anointing.
Amen.
And we don't have a lot of shifters in this hour. And that's just what it is. Don't nobody want to be different. Everybody want to, like you said, fit in. They said everything, you know. And it's a price to pay to be different.
My Lord. Jesus.
Yeah. The Holy Ghost. And Jesus told the disciples all this here. So the someone else don't nobody want to pay the price.
My Lord.
They don't want to pay the price of persecution and all that. You're gonna be talked about. They don't want to pay the price. So that's why, James say what they say. Go back to John 15. You stay connected to me. I'm the true vine.
You got to
let every man be a liar and let God be true.
That's right.
Amen. You
see nothing but God in this hour. Tunnel vision. Jesus, your eye on the prize. That's it.
Amen for that. Yes, indeed. That's right. And for no word from God will ever fail.
Amen. My Lord.
Come on with it, Pastor Gant. Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I'm going to have to go to the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, 26th verse. And this is something that need to be preached every day. And it says, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me,
come on,
my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed."
Lord, have mercy.
Did y'all hear that?
Lord, have mercy.
"Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed."
Lord,
when
have mercy to you.
"He shall come in his own glory and in the Father, and in his Father, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste death,
my Lord,
until they see the kingdom of God."
My Lord.
Now, y'all, I want to break some revelation to y'all real quick, because y'all notice that Jesus gave this word right before the translation. 8 days later, he was translated. 8 days later, as they prayed, his countenance changed. Glory to God. His raiment changed. Glory to God. I don't care if you got on black pants or short pants or what you were saying, what you were saying, Pastor Rod. Say, when you go out the house, you got to look like a man of God, because when the transformation comes, even your clothes, glory to
God. That's right. Amen.
Are
going
to have to change.
That's
and
right.
Say his clothes became like lightning. His clothes became like lightning.
Lord.
They saw this with their own eyes. Men and women of God, children of God out there in radio land, you're going to have to get back to the old landmarks. You got to start back fasting and praying 3 days, three nights. You want to know where the fire come from? Look, I have to fast and pray 3 days, three nights. And
come
this ain't one day. This ain't 1 week. This is every week.
Every week. Amen.
Bring your body under subjection to God. Old-fashioned style. Fast and pray.
Yes.
Seek God's face.
Yes.
And I tell you, by that first day, you're going to be feeling some kind of way, because you got to work, you got to do this, you got to do that. But then that second day, when that second day comes, that power comes. Glory to God. And when that third comes, you walking in that power.
Thank
so when you get behind that pulpit, When you get behind, when you get before them in Bible study, if you fast and pray, you know, from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and when you come to that Bible study on Wednesday, you coming in that fire. Now we don't do that no more. We don't do those things anymore. And that's what we're gonna have to do to come back to where God wants us to be. And remember what I was saying to you earlier. If you just catch on fire for Jesus, folks will come from miles around just to watch you burn. They will come find you. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm turning back to y'all.
Lord, have mercy.
Bringing the heat. Bringing that heat.
Yes, indeed. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Well, this was an awesome night. We have to get, like I said a few weeks ago, y'all, it's time to turn the heat up a little bit. And that's what God has told us to do, and that's what it's time to do. We're getting ready for some new projects, and you know, we will be meeting outside of this these airwaves and discussing some things, and we will be those out there. We could say this openly: be praying for this ministry, the Breaking Chains Ministry, and even your those out there that's trying to pray against us, you know what I'm saying? We cover in the blood of Jesus.
Lord.
You know
no
what I'm
weapon.
Saying? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know you're forming, but you can't prosper because we stand on the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is all around us. We stand on it. We stand on the foundation of the Lord. So, it ain't about us. He said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him.
We lifted him up.
So this is about him, and so we stand on that. So we're going to get these final comments out, and our good nights. We're going to start with you, Minister Jackson. Your final comment, sir.
You know, just like it was said earlier, you know, the Holy Spirit, when you walk into a room, the Holy Spirit speaks and introduces you for yourself. You don't have to say a word because the anointing is all over you. Now, the way people want to handle it, that's on them. That's on them. If they don't identify that they are in the presence of the anointed one of God, then they got some serious issues. But that's between them and God. That's between them and God.
Amen. 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 Pastor Zena?
Those who are out there without Christ in their life, come to God. Because time is running out.
No.
And we don't have much time. He has given us a choice. He has given you a choice to choose life or death, blessing or curse. And then he come back and he says, choose life. So we're asking you to choose life, as the word of God beckon us to say, to choose life. And so choose life tonight. Choose life.
Don't go any longer
living your own life. Because if you try and be your own savior, you will go to eternal.
Jesus. My Lord.
Amen.
Pastor
Kent.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I enjoyed you all tonight. I enjoyed the radio broadcast. I want to drop you a little revelation. We're talking about it being five of us, and I want you to pay close attention to the number five. When you say the word faith, how many letters in the word faith?
Five.
All right. How many people on this broadcast?
Five.
All right. When Jesus did the miracle with the 5,000. It was five fish, two loaves of bread?
Amen.
Okay. The number five.
Jeez.
Symbolizes faith. It symbolizes faith. This is the power of God. All right.
Yes.
As we go out, I'm going to, you know, Minister Rod brought it up, so I'm going to end it with this. You know, Minister Rod asked me to say that statement that my pastor told me. I'm asking you to use that statement many times. to share with your young men and women that are coming up in the gospel. Catch on fire for Jesus. Catch on fire for Jesus. And folks will come from miles around just to watch you burn. Catch on fire.
Amen.
My God.
Lord, have mercy. Evangelist, I'm going to save you for last because I want you to pray us out. Minister Jackson, you went, right? Everybody's got their final comments in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get mine in. I want to just say to everybody, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to thank you all for being a part of this because God directed me to you all to bring you in. And I'm glad that he did. I give him all the honor, glory, and praise. Glory to God for you all being a part of this five, this faith number. And we have a wonderful work to do together and some great things in store. And looking forward to it. And I love you all and looking forward to the great things that's coming. And we will be contacting each other about it real soon. And let's keep this Breaking Chains ministry going. And let's do what we got to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist is on you. Your comments and prayers out, please.
Yes, sir. Well, they all summed it up. I leave it with a young little gospel hip hop artist named LaCurtis Taylor. He got a little gospel song called "He's the Only Way Out When Times Get Hard." He's the only way out when the going gets rough. He's the only way out, and that's Jesus. As they already said, the Bible said, choose ye this day who you'll serve. And Jesus said, choose life. So we compelling you to choose life in this hour. If you're tired of just being sick and tired, Romans 10:9, that's your confession.
Amen.
Jesus died and rose on the third day with all power in his hand, and he died for you and me for your sin. Just confess it out your mouth wherever you may be.
Amen.
You may be in your car, you may be in your living room, you may be at your mama's house. Ain't no telling where you may be. Maybe in the doctor's office. You may be feeling suicidal. Don't know. But wherever you at, you could just ask the Lord to come into your heart. Let them know that you believe. That's it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we get ready to leave off the airwaves, Lord, we pray for those that who ears heard and hearts receive, that, Lord, you do a turnaround in their homes.
My
do
Lord
a turnaround
Jesus.
In their life, God. Do a turnaround in their situation or in their circumstances, God.
Yes.
Lord, watch over every house represented on this airwave, God. Even us, God, your ministers, your apostles, your evangelists, your pastors, the fivefold ministry, God.
Yes,
watch over our homes. Watch over our households, God. Be with us, God, as we go out about your business, your work, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you all. Have yourself a blessed night. God be with you. Go bask in his presence and love you and have yourself a good night. Good night, all.
Likewise.
Amen.
Good night, all.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Having hard times, living in a world so cold, like dealt them cards now. People trying hard not to fold, pressure they heart now. Feels like they about to explode, while feeling down, they asking, is this the life that I chose? It seems so unfair, man, we just trying to survive, but it's like no one cares. We living life just to die, and when I come, share that Jesus cares about your life. They heart is hard, they disbelieving, they feel with too much pride to cry. Lord, I surrender my all or cry. Lord, will you answer my call? Cause this life is not easy, God. Why I gotta be me? It's hard for me to trust, cause when I do, somebody leaves me. See, life without Christ is not life, it's daydreaming. Day in, day out.
day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall ounces. Trying to figure out why this the way the ball bounces. Say he should smile. His mug's mean cause life is. He wants that good life. A Cadillac truck with nice wheels. And the culture say to get it, live like the thugs live. A hustler's ambition since the day he was born. I wished it was different. Is this place really the norm? So when I go witness, God's forgiveness seems foreign. His heart is dark. He disagrees and he's filled with too much scorn to cry. Lord, will you take me as I am or cry? Lord, can you make me a new man? It's so greasy, God, why it's gotta be me? Why can't I be that dude I saw rapping on the TV? Questioned by some who's blind to the grace that free. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Trying to figure out why is this the way the ball bounces. Today. And a lot of these folks just might miss it, caught up in their worldly ways, not knowing they could change in an instant. It just takes faith to get in this, but it's been replaced by religion. So cats remain blind, thinking that their words just might save them, and some just stay high, thinking there's no way you would take them, saying it's a hard life, complaining when I go witness, and I ask them what if God did it so he could get the retention. So you cry, Lord, I confess and believe or cry, Lord, I see it's you that I need, but change is so hard. Life is mean in these streets, and it seems there's no God. But see, since Adam and Eve, mankind is so lost, confused on a path they should walk. And so, day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Out there, trying to figure out why this the way the ball bounces.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.